It's disappointing to see the petrol and diesel prices are rising again this month, as motorists are hard-pressed and continue to feel the strain, particularly on top, I suppose, in the January announcement by the RSA that there was a price increase in a number of its services from driving licences and NCTs. Now, drivers will be forced to pay an extra 3 cents a litre, and I think this is disappointing. While we're all well aware of, during the time of crisis with the cost of fuel from Ukraine and the recent war in the Middle East, but with that ceasefire, hopefully we'll see an announced reduction in the price of oil. But it's disappointing, particularly for people living in rural areas who are so dependent on their cars every day of the week. You know, rural drivers, their engine works harder in winter time also, and consumers use more fuel this time of year. So hopefully it's something that the new government, it's certainly something I'll be relaying to the TDs, that the new government will take in hand and try and help hard-pressed motorists, because they cannot keep seeing an increase in prices at the fuel pumps and no assistance to them.
Is there any way that the prices can go down, or is it just going to, do you see it as something that's going to keep rising in the future?
Well, look, certainly I'd be hopeful. The problem is there's so much of this out of our hands. Every month we see increases in the cost of living, and people are hard-pressed now with so many things increasing in price, and every house is every two or three cars outside it, and we all need our cars to travel to work. And as I said, the rural areas primarily hit the worst, so we need to get this looked into, and it's certainly something the government, the new government, with the two parties and the independents, hopefully the independents will be able to put pressure on the government to ensure that motorists see a decrease in the price of fuel.